Shoft in Perik Vav Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'chol Midyan va'amalek v'nei kedem nesfu yachtov. So the moment of truth has arrived. All of Midyan, the oppressors of Klal Yisrael for the past 7 years, and Amalek, who never skip a chance to oppress the Jewish people, any chance that they get, and the tribes of the east, the other side of the Yarden, who also are not big fans of the Jewish people, gathered together as one. Vayavru, and they passed over, they crossed in to Eretz Yisrael proper. Vayachanu be'emek Yisrael, and they encamped in the valley of Jezreel, somewhat in the middle of the country, and set up shop, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of troops, as we will see described later when the encampment is described in some closer numbers, some closer idea of how enormous it was. V'ruach Hashem lavsha es Gidon. At that moment, the Spirit of God came down upon Gidon, rested on Gidon. Lavsha was worn by Gidon like a cloak on one's shoulders. The Me'am Loewe says it's a lesser level of contact from HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a Nevuah, than having a Malach come. So this is more of a feeling inside. Rashi calls it a Ruach Gevura, a feeling of tremendous strength, a burning desire to go to war against Midyan, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. Vayiskaba Shofar, so Gidon blew on the Shofar, a key action of Gidon's, as we will see. The Shofar is going to play an important part in this battle. Vayizoek Abiezer Acharav, and so his family, his father's thousand, his base of Abiezer, was rallied behind him, and they joined his troops. They formed the beginning of his troops, but he wasn't done yet. Lamed Heyu Malachim Shalach B'chol Menashe. So Gidon then sent messengers throughout all of the holdings of Menashe, kind of the middle to the north of the country, as well, presumably, as the Menashe that was on the other side of the Yarden, by Yizoy Gamhu Acharav. And the tribe, thrilled that the Jewish savior comes from their ranks, immediately were rallied to fight behind him, were gathered behind. Umalochim Shalach Ba'asher, Uvizvulun, Uvinaftali. And he sent further messengers to Asher, Zvulun, and Naftali. Vayalu Likrosam, and they came up to greet them. Interesting that Asher was criticized by Devorah Hanaviah for not responding when they needed them the last time. So Asher has remedied that and is responding now. Where are all the southern tribes? Because when we learned Yehoshua, we learned that all of these holdings are in the north in Klal Yisrael. The southern tribes were cut off by the giant encampment of Midianites, and so there was no way to get messengers to them for them to then sneak by and join them. So it was the northern quadrant of Eretz Yisrael that's going to be the main backbone here of the armed forces. In fact, so many soldiers that God is going to decide, too many soldiers, as we'll see in the next parak. So Lamed Vav, but Gidon is still insecure. Mefarshim say that he was concerned about his own zechusim. He was concerned about whether or not he was worthy to be a savior of Klal Yisrael. He was not asking God to prove that he was going to keep his promise. He wanted to be sure that Hashem was with him right now. He wanted to see it for himself. And the Malach had told him so, but he wanted more than just words. So he sent up a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamed Vav, Vayomer Gidon Elo Elohim. And Gidon said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Yeshcha Moshia Biyodi Es Yisrael Kasher Dibarto. If indeed you plan to save Klal Yisrael, as you have said, through my hand. That word biyadi right there is the key. He's saying, am I really your instrument right now? Am I worthy of being your instrument? The humility is always very impressive. And with Gidon, one of his defining characteristics. So he set up what sounds like a test, but it's not. It's more of a desire for a sign from Hashem that everything is meant to proceed according to plan. Lamed Zayin, Hinei Anochi Matzig Es Gizas HaTzemer Bagoren. Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to place, to spread out, this shearing of wool. So it's a piece of wool. Wool is a very absorbent material, which plays into this. And I'm going to spread it out on the threshing floor. The threshing floor, is a very dry place because that's where you put the grain that the animals trample in order to separate the wheat from the chaff. Moisture would inhibit the entire process, ruin the grain, and make just a big gloppy mess. So it's a very, very dry, dusty place, full of all of the leavings and remnants of decades of threshing grain. So I'm going to put this piece of wool, this kind of raw, very absorbent wool, on the ground. Imtal yiye al hagiza levado. So tomorrow morning I'm going to come check it. And if there is dew on the shearing only, the wool is going to be wet. The alkol ha'aretz chorev, and all of the ground around it, it will be dry. Chorev, like we talk about the midbar, the chorev, har chorev, where Har Sinai out there in the desert, very dry. V'yodati ki soshia biyodi es Yisrael kasher dibarto. And I will know, not it will be true. His words are very careful. But I will know that by my hand you will save Klal Yisrael as you said. Lamed ches vayichein. And so it was. Vayashkem imacharos. And he woke up the next morning and he got up. Vayashkem usually implies he got up very early because he was eager to see the results. Vayozar es hagiza. And he squeezed the shearing, which was so full of liquid, by yimetz tal, like mitz, like juice, and wrung out dew min hagiza melo hasefel moyim, an entire bowl full of water from the dew that had fallen on the shearing. This had, the Me'am Loes says, very deep significance. The shearing actually is not just stamazoi, something absorbent, and so he did that, but rather it is the idea that the wool symbolized, for example, Gidon and the floor of the Jewish people. So Gidon wants to know, is his merit enough? Even if just the shearing is wet, the dew on the wool, is that enough to save the people, for example, if they are not worthy of being saved? Not only that, but using natural phenomena of dew, for dew, which comes in the morning, to only be on one small patch of fabric rather than on the ground, there's always dew on the ground. In fact, not only that, that's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covenant with the entire world, that there's always the same talumatar, but it always falls on the aretz. So this is a very unusual sort of request, and a request that's going to be a sign where the wool represents Gidon. It's small, it's weak, the threshing floor is large and hard, symbolizing the rest of the world, and tal is always a symbol of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like violent rain, it's not like storms and thunder, it just falls quietly, invisibly. And so if this happens, then we will know that the blessing will be on the Jewish people and on Gidon, on the piece of wool, but no mercy on the armies of Midian, which are the hard, enormous floor surrounding them. And lo, it happened, which leads Gidon, of course, to then ask for another sign, because Gidon is a very much safe than sorry person.